B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A world-renowned surgeon collected and stored body parts from thousands of patients over 25 years in breach of legal and ethical guidelines.
You can't keep the scraps?
No.
No.
Derek McMahon.
Well, then why would you become a doctor?
Who pioneered the hip resurfacing technique that doctors use to resurrect Andy Murray's tennis career, kept the bones of at least 5,224 patients that he operated on, some of whom could have been children, despite having no license to store body parts or proper consent from patients, according to the findings of an investigation.
See this? This is Al Lewis's hip.
An insider at the private health care group where McMahon worked insisted it's all been kept quiet. They've covered it up. Nurses, theater staff, and doctors at the Ed Gabaston Hospital in Birmingham, this is in England, where the surgeon carried out the majority of his operations, were apparently aware of what he was doing. Some hospital staff even helped put bones from patients in special pots to be preserved and collected by McMahon's staff.
It's his thing. We like to help him.
However, it is understood that the full scale of McMahon's actions dating back to the 1990s was kept from some regulators until The Independent began making inquiries into the in this past week.
Sometimes he likes to go grave robbing.
McMahon, who has treated politicians, sports stars, and celebrities, apparently admitted to hospital bosses last year that he'd been keeping patient bones at his 7-bedroom farmhouse in Worcestershire, as well as his business premises in Birmingham.
Were they displayed like collectibles?
I don't know. With full knowledge of his healthcare colleagues, he said that he had kept the bones for his retirement.
Oh.
With hospital staff telling the investigation the body parts had been intended to keep his mind active.
Huh.
Police confirmed that officers were investigating an alleged breach of the Human Tissue Act relating to a private premises in Worcestershire.
That's pretty gruesome.
Yeah. A family on a kayaking trip.
kayaking.
Family on a kayaking trip. Were forced to dodge dozens of potentially deadly monkeys that were dive bombing into the river in front of them.
It's getting, boys.
Cheyenne Sosibi was paddling through the Silver Springs State Park in Ocala, Florida, with her family on September 20th when she spotted marauding rhesus macaques overhead.
It's macaques. It's macaque. Were they like cannonballing into the river?
Yeah. The 28-year-old had just kayaked away from the tree that the primates started to leap from only seconds later. Video footage shows the monkeys throwing themselves from a tree and into the water below. One by one, the monkeys dive bomb into the river during the bizarre display, fearlessly launching themselves almost to the opposite side of the river.
Poo-poo, chi-chi, bongo, let's jump onto that kayak.
Look at the video, Steve. Look at them.
It's crazy.
I mean, they're flying.
I didn't know monkeys did that.
Rangers are heard warning people to move away from the monkeys. You don't want them to attack you.
We're going to destroy your kayak?
As Miss Sosibi continues to film the primates splashing into the river, around 30% of the species carry herpes B, which is potentially fatal to humans, but it is unlikely to spread from the monkeys.
That is the craziest thing.
Ms. Sosibi said, before we moved our kayak away from the tree, I was worried about them landing on us. I certainly wouldn't want them in my boat. Seconds after we moved, they started jumping.
Are they decent swimmers?
Yeah. She said, I knew they could swim, but I had no idea that they dive bombed the water from the top of the trees, and with babies on their backs, too.
That'd be frightening.
The monkeys travel by jumping from tree to tree, but often...
Hey, we're the monkeys.
But often leap from trees into the water below to reach the other side of the river. The agile primates are able to propel themselves to the majority of the way across the river, allowing them to swim the short distance to the opposite bank. So,
did you say they're an invasive species, Preston?
I did not.
They are, yeah. They're not native to Florida. So I guess they escaped from a zoo or something at some point, and this is now they're in these,
yeah,
these areas.
Here we go.
They're dive bombing people on kayaks.
Florida is becoming so lovely with the boa constrictors,
right, yeah,
and pythons, and now the flying monkeys.
And apparently a pretty robust bear population.
Yeah, so there's plenty going on. A Pakistani man broke a Guinness World Record by cracking 254 walnuts with his head in a showdown with his Indian rival on a television special.
I'd be dumb bastard.
Mohammed Rashid of Pakistan.
I nailed it.
And S. Navin Kumar of India went head-to-head in the walnut showdown on the set of the record-keeping organization's La Note de Record TV special in Italy.
Yeah.
Rashid came out on top in the battle of the hammer heads, managing to crack 254 walnuts in 1 minute. Compared to Kumar's 239. I've seen video of these guys doing this stuff before.
It's insane.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is televised.
They're all laid out on a table and, you know, a long line, and they just go bang, 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 bang with their head. It's hilarious.
Told you I could do it.
Rashid was presented with a certificate by Guinness officials.
Look, I got a certificate.
After the feat was accomplished.
Irreparable brain damage and a certificate.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
There's dash cam video of this idiot shooting through his own windshield at another driver. Did you
see
this? I saw
it. It's insane.
Oh, my God.
He's shooting through his own windshield.
His front windshield. Yes. Not like up the side.
Oh, my God.
His passengers just, like, didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... It's in Orange County. The man said that he opened fire because the other driver had flashed a gun at him first.
Okay.
Yeah, so, right? Yeah.
You got to shoot through your own windshield. It makes total sense.
The driver, Marco Mazzetta, posted the video on YouTube. He said he was trying to defend himself because he believed that he or his passengers were in danger of being shot.
But the guy is pulling ahead of him.
Ahead of him, exactly. Florida Highway Patrol says that it shows how dangerous it can be to argue with other drivers on the highway. The in-car video shows another car driving aggressively, and at one point it gets extremely close to Mazzetta's truck. He says he tapped the brakes, and the other car bumped him and then speeds around him. So these guys were both driving like assholes.
Idiots,
this,
yeah.
This guy brake checks him, and he gets rear-ended, and I'm sure the guy was being aggressive and a jerk behind, but, you know, come on, man. Later, the second car slows down. Mazzetta says the driver pulled out a gun and pointed it at him, and that's when Mazzetta said he took his own gun out and fired because he feared the other man was going to shoot him. Mazzetta said, I'm not a fan of guns.
Really?
I'm a fan of not getting shot. He said, I know this video doesn't capture my smartest moments, but I hope any idiot criminal with a gun watching thinks twice before loading, brandishing, and aiming their firearm at someone over a traffic infraction. Anyhow, he also says that after the shooting, he reported the incident himself to the police.
So and at least, provided them with a video.
At least he did that.
Right.
Yeah, he put it on YouTube. So,
of course. Yeah. You could have. Now, listen, if you're going to be an a-hole this way, what about putting the gun in your left hand, holding it outside the car, and firing forward?
Yeah. Or just not firing on the road.
I know.
Altogether.
But once you're going to commit to the act of being stupid, shooting through your own windshield?
Exactly. All right, how about this? These idiots. Here's two idiots for you. A fight over milk sent a Florida man to jail.
All right. Whole milk or half and half?
It's actually whole milk is part of the equation, but the sheriff's office arrested Justin Anthony Garcia on a charge of aggravated battery. Deputy said he had an argument with another man, I think which turned out to be his cousin, over which type of milk was better, whole milk or almond milk.
Ah.
Led to apparently a stabbing.
Oh, my God.
The debate escalated into a fight. Deputy said Garcia punched the other man in the face, chased him with a pocket knife, and cut him with it. So,
I can see this because I'm not a fan of almond milk.
Oh, no. Whole milk is way better than... It tastes better than almond milk.
It does.
It might not be better for you.
No.
So therein might lie the details of the argument. That
not,
we're
a
not
knife
understand.
Fight, but maybe a vigorous fist fight.
Yeah, something.
Florida man, Florida man.
Oh, and we're not done yet.
Oh, yay.
A 12-year-old Florida boy. We don't have a Florida boy.
We don't.
Thing, caused a
Florida boy.
Caused a chain reaction crash while driving his mother's vehicle without permission. He's 12, okay? The crash happened Monday at 6:30 in the evening when the boy rear-ended a Jeep while driving his mother's BMW.
I sent him to go get some cigarettes.
A Mazda and a Dodge were also involved in the chain reaction crash. The boy was taken to an area hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He was also cited for driving without a license.
I thought you were going to say, well, under the influence.
And careless driving. No. We'll save that for tomorrow. A hiker died after falling from a cliff into the ocean on Sunday in Oregon's Oswald West State Park, becoming the latest person to lose their life while trying to snap a scenic photograph. It was a selfie that they were trying to take a picture.
God almighty. They actually, in some of these state parks and national parks, put up signs at these places warning against taking selfies.
Yeah. Stephen Gastelum walked down the Devil's Cauldron Trail and climbed a tree near the edge of the cliff to pose for a photo. A tree limb broke, and Gaston fell about 100 feet into the ocean. Wow, so he climbed out over the ocean, I guess?
Yeah.
That's crazy. The U.S. Coast Guard sent a helicopter and fire rescuers on jet skis, and they located Gastelum and brought him to shore. He was taken to the hospital and was pronounced dead there, so a cautionary tale. A group of parrots at a United Kingdom zoo have been removed after repeating obscene language at visitors. Lancashire Wildlife Park received the five African gray parrots back in August and quarantined them together in the same room. However, the close proximity seemed to have brought out the worst in the birds. Steve Nichols, who is the chief executive officer at the zoo, said, "Just by coincidence, we took in five in the same week, and because they were all quarantined together, it meant one room was full of these swearing birds."
So
I guess one of them was swearing.
Taught the others.
And taught the others.
So, and where did the initial bird learn the expletives?
That I don't know. The more they swear, he said, the more you usually laugh, which then triggers them to swear again. After the brief quarantine, the birds were put out for a view of guests, assuming that the cursing would subside. Though within 20 minutes, the birds were up to their old tricks. Literally, he said, within 20 minutes being the introductory, we were told that they had sworn at a customer, and for the next group of people, all sorts of obscenities came out. The customers found the birds' dirty language amusing, but park workers were concerned about children's visitors and decided to move the birds out of view. He said, "We put them in an offshore enclosure with the intention, hopefully, that they will start learning the other parrots' noise that are around." So they're trying to fix it that way. And that's what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.